Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
First off, when we hear the term coronavirus, what does that mean?
A coronavirus is a type of virus. It happens to have a shape which is spherical, and the one we know the best is SARS back in 2003. It's a form of pneumonia, and it is infectious human to human. In other words, you don't get it from pets only. Once a human gets it, he can pass it on, he or she, to another person.
Is coronavirus similar to SARS but not identical?
Yes. They are, there has been a question about where and how SARS got into the population, but we know ultimately once it gets into one person and it spreads human to human, then we know that it was, you know, a contagious disease amongst humans.
There are reports today that this may have originated at a fish market in China. When it comes to the patient who's ground zero, how do they get this in the first place? Do we know that?
We do not know how that happened, but it's a very interesting evolution in terms of understanding it. When it first happened, these 39 or so people, a couple of them were differential diagnosis found that they had something else, but the majority of these people all had been either working or visiting this fish market. So nobody knows exactly how it was passed, if it was a person to whatever, if it was something in the water. But ultimately the question was, and it remained for almost a week or two in January, it remained the question of could humans spread it to other humans? And now the question is answered because instead of, 37, now there's over 200 cases.
Do we know how quickly this can spread?
Well, the rate that it is going now, on just a guess on the trajectory, it is extremely fast. It is also going into, we are in the winter season, much like it was with SARS. So we have these events of dry, low humidity weather, comes with a cold, and that low humidity allows a lot of spreading. To add a concern here, and it's a genuine concern, this is the what we call the Chinese New Year. It's a lunar festival, and this is where everybody goes back from city work, not everybody, but most, go back from city work to agricultural life, where they came from. They're back to their farm, see their children and their parents and whatever. And so there is a mass migration now in China going on.
How likely is it this may be able to be contained in China, or is there a good chance that it will move on to other countries and other continents, potentially including the United States?
Yeah, unfortunately, it is a very likely chance. In SARS, it was limited because the spreading happened in a hospital in Singapore. The hospital was taking temperatures and on patients twice a day. It seemed to be contained by its very nature and a couple of other factors. But what's happening here is in a lot of ways not similar to SARS. So the question really is how easily spread is this coronavirus? And again, it looks like it's fairly easily spread. So far, there have been only one or two deaths. I don't want to trivialize that. But in the case of SARS, what we saw is about a 30% mortality rate. That would be 30% of all the people who contracted died. So it is a very likely chance. We've seen one case in Tokyo, and we have seen, I have at least heard about a couple of cases in Thailand. The problem with these with these particular things is that the news does not come out as easily in the East as it comes out in the West with details and coherency. So we really don't know where we stand at this very moment. We just know minimum 200 people and two or three deaths.
There are people here in North Texas who travel internationally. Are they the ones who should be most concerned about this? And how do we protect ourselves?
Well, no question we should be concerned. One of the most easiest routes for this is from your hands, touching things, the things that we touch that have the so-called germs on them we call fomite. And so when we touch, when we get fomite on our hands, that would be germs, we, as you know, we probably 10 to 50 times have shown, but we've shown that we touch our face about 10 or 50 times per minute, some say per hour. But whatever the case is the mucous membranes in your eyes and in your nose, mouth, and ears, all these are susceptible, open wounds and things like that. So one thing to do is to wash your hands a lot, and that's not because you're going to shake others' hands, that's because you're going to touch your face and self-infect. The other thing to do is hydrate. Winter is a very difficult time for your pulmonary, for your lungs, and they dehydrate very easily because there's very little moisture in the air. And when you go on airplanes on international flights for 10 hours, 12 hours, you're going to be in extremely low humidity environment, the lowest that you can get, lower than Death Valley, about 6% relative humidity in airplanes. And there's reasons for that, and we could talk about that later, but that is the best way to protect yourself is to drink copious amounts of water when you fly, particularly long distance.
And what are the symptoms of this? Are they similar to what we would see maybe in the flu?
I don't know about all the flu symptoms and how it mirrors that, but it is a respiratory disease. It is pneumonia. So you're going to have a lot of fluid in your lungs, and, you know, that's a form of suffocation and other things. So, yes, it expresses more like pneumonia than you would say flu does. The flu leads to pneumonia.
And I would think the CDC and health officials in this country are working quickly to get as much information on this as they can?
We've seen that they've mobilized in airports screening people. So it's a lot of personnel, a lot of professionals and clinicians on the ground, and epidemiologists, people who know how things spread and what happens and how to contain them and how to trace who may be infected. So they are mobilized right now, as I have understood.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.